Do you want to know what healthy swaps you can make this Thanksgiving holiday? Join me as I chat with cookbook author and dietitian Elizabeth Shaw. We're going to be going over healthy swaps as well as her top tips to make healthy cooking easier. Stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book. And with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and today I am talking with Elizabeth Shaw. Liz is a nationally known nutrition expert and owns a nutrition communications business and private practice in California. Liz has been a dietitian for 10 years and is a certified personal trainer. She's a 4-time author with titles including the Instant Pot Cookbook for Dummies, Air Fryer Cookbook for Dummies, Fertility Foods Cookbook, and the Stress-Free IVF Nutrition Guide. A guest on local and national television, she discusses the importance of food and nutrition as key players in leading a healthy life through sound, evidence-based nutrition. Today, we're going to be talking about food swap ideas for Thanksgiving, as well as how we can start making healthier choices on a daily basis. Welcome, Liz, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, awesome. So am I. I'm so happy to have you. So Liz, I like to start it off by asking you, what is one fun fact about you that no one really knows about?
Oh gosh, I love this question because people know if they follow me or just know me in real life that I love to be active, but one thing that people don't know is that one of my favorite active activities is to rollerblade. So I feel like you don't find many people doing that anymore. I can't currently because I'm pregnant, but when I'm not pregnant, you will find me blading all around San Diego.
I love it. I wish I knew how to rollerblade. If I get on, I'm so stiff and nervous to fall. It doesn't work for me, but I think that looks like so much fun. Is it?
It is so much fun. And you know what? It truly does take, my husband's very athletic. And when we got together, I bought him a pair of rollerblades because I was like, oh, this will be so fun. And he just, you know, the balance thing with rollerblades is not his forte either.
Oh yeah. It's really not as common anymore, but when you see someone doing it, it's like, oh man, that looks like so much fun. I wish I could. So hopefully I get around to learning that, hopefully. All right, Liz, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. So already now we could jump into kind of the nitty gritty of today's episode. So I saw you, one, you have a bunch of like extremely helpful and amazing books, cookbooks on cooking. And so I'd like to know, how do you come up with your recipes? I feel like that's something that's always so difficult for so many people, including myself. So what would you say is kind of your method for that?
That's a great question. And truthfully, I always think of what, number one, people have on hand, because nothing irritates me more than finding a recipe on Pinterest, pulling it up, and you find it has 10 ingredients that you would never keep in your pantry or in your fridge, you know? So I think of accessibility and I think of ease. So my brand, Simple Swaps, is because I love simplicity in my life. And I think that that's the followers that I've gained and the community that I've had over the last 6 years since I started. But I also think of, you know, what can I make this, how can I make this a little bit healthier? So that swap mentality. And now I'm going to be completely transparent. Sometimes swaps are swaps of time. So I might buy pre-riced cauliflower or pre-cut onion or, you know, something like that. Or I might buy a pre-boxed cake mix, you know, and I say that to people because as much as I love health and I am a dietitian, you know, we are realistic too. And we understand the complexities, especially this last year has given us. So, you know, reminding people out there who are trying to find simple recipes that are nourishing, that are nutrient rich, and that are really easy to make.
That's great. And I feel like you shared so many great tips and like so many good little nuggets in that section, like the whole swap out, you know, certain things for time, like the cauliflower rice, like pre-made or like pre-cut in a sense. I think that's a great thing to for you to share, because I feel like people have really high standards for how they think they should be. And there has to be kind of a realism to what's actually possible, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yep.
I love it. Alrighty. So Liz, with like all of your experience, what would you say is your top tip that you would share for making cooking easier?
So that's I love that question, because I think making cooking easier starts with finding what you truly enjoy. Because if you're starting with a bland baked chicken and broccoli, like most people associate with health, then that's not going to be something that's going to be one, easier cooking or enjoyable cooking. Because half the reason, most of the reason you should be cooking is because you want something that tastes good. You know, I don't go into the kitchen and think, oh, I just want to make a so-so meal. Yeah. No, I just want to make a really good meal that tastes good, that's healthy, and that's really just makes me feel good. So I think if you think about, you know, what are your parameters? You know, what are you comfortable cooking with? Because as much as I like to encourage people to break out of their shell, sometimes we have to nurture them and start with small little actionable steps and changes in the kitchen. So if they're not comfortable right now cutting an onion, like, okay, let's start with buying that pre-cut onion and maybe using your cast iron skillet. Or if you have an Instapot, let's take it out of the box. You know, let's start using these appliances that you've invested in. And that's part of the reason I wrote these cookbooks with the Four Dummies chain, is because, you know, I like simplicity, and that's what that brand stands for. And so how can I encourage someone to unbox these appliances and really get comfortable in their kitchen making, you know, a lightened up mac and cheese or, you know, a broccoli Alfredo or whatever it is.
That's so good. Sometimes you just got to break it down. And I think those books are amazing, by the way, the For Dummies chain. I think it's so, sometimes you just need someone to explain like, okay, this is the next thing to do. And this is the easiest step to take. So I think that's awesome that you were able to kind of continue simplifying this process with those books.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, Liz. So I know Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I'm sure you've probably been, you know, working on some things. So I love one thing that you do on Instagram is the whole swapping, right? You mentioned like swaps are something that you're really into. So I would like to know, what are some like healthier food alternatives that we can swap out for Thanksgiving? What would you say, maybe like a top few that you would share with us?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked because this is a very popular. I'm actually filming two TV segments tomorrow with different networks on this because I think everyone wants, we've felt so kind of like stifled the last year, whether our eating habits, comfort food has been on the rise, which I totally understand and can relate to. But let's talk about some lightened up versions. So the first thing I start with actually is let's look at mocktails. So instead of going full force, I know a lot of people are doing elimination of alcohol. Plus, we have kiddos at home, Let's bring them into this fun little beverage environment with a mocktail. So I have a lot of no added sugar mocktail creations that basically using seasonal 100% fresh pressed juice with, some seltzer water or some club soda and some fresh berries, frozen berries, and just getting them excited to have something hydrating because one, we often don't drink enough, and two, many of these fresh pressed juices actually have so many immune benefits to them that we're trying to stay healthier during this period. Now, the second swap I always talk about is you don't have to roast a 25-pound turkey. Most likely, your holidays are going to look smaller. So I actually just posted a boneless turkey roast, which is just 5 pounds, really easy to make, ready in under 90 minutes in your oven. So when you think about convenience and swaps for moms, you can still have that turkey that you crave this holiday, but I just used a little bit of garlic, olive oil, and fresh sage on it, and it was came out so tender, so perfect. And I roasted my baby carrots and potatoes while the turkey was cooking. So all of those things, very easy, very time swappable, but also, in my family, we're not big on the sides. I know some people are team sides or team turkey. We're team turkey. As long as we have some nourishing sides to go along with it. Now, team dessert all the way. So I also, suggest you don't have to follow this mold of pumpkin pie or pecan pie if that's not really what you dig. Think about what you like and try and swap that. So, one of my first tips is using a walnut-based crust because walnuts have so many omega-3s in them. They're heart healthy versus, a flour butter crust. So I actually made a really lovely walnut crust that just had some dates in it. So the dates are that natural source of sugar, but also they're a binder. So they help bind those crushed walnuts together. And then it's a really nice nutty flavor on any of, you can use it on pumpkin pie or a cream pie, any of the above.
Wow, that crust alone, you just said the dates in it with the walnuts. That sounds so good. And so like I always find these swaps, they sound so simple, but yet they're so like we can't come up with them sometimes. It just takes someone to say it and be like, yes. And then you kind of just trigger something. And it's just like a spiral effect of finding better alternatives and swaps for every day, really, because Thanksgiving's coming up, but you gotta. This is an everyday kind of thing. I love it. So then we're all these swaps, the purpose of it is to try to start making healthier choices. So I'd like to know, with your experience, how can we start making those healthier choices on a daily basis, but without it becoming stressful or giving us anxiety, which a lot of times that's what it could lead to.
Yes, and my biggest, it's actually the tagline of my business is called small changes, big differences. You have to start small. So when I have clients come to me and want to overhaul their diet overnight, that doesn't make sense. That's why I don't, recommend Whole30. That's why I don't do these fad diets because if you look at the long-term maintenance, it's very, very unattainable. But if you focus on small changes that are really going to boost your nutrition and your lifelong health, that's what's attainable. That's what's sustainable. So for clients that, come to me and they have a big soda addiction, we won't go cold turkey and wipe out all soda, nor will we switch to diet. We'll eliminate. So if they're drinking 20 ounces of regular soda right now, let's drop it down to 10. Let's cut it in half and let's incorporate that in. Now, every client is so different. So if I have a client who's comes to me and they were recently diagnosed with celiac disease or a gluten sensitivity, what we'll do is obviously we have to eliminate all gluten immediately from their diet, but we'll find suitable alternatives to make sure they're still getting those whole grains in a balanced diet because we know they help so much with digestion and have B vitamins and so many important nutrients to them.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that because I feel like When you make those big changes and you can't maintain them, you feel like you failed.
Yes. And so many, and that's not what it should be. It should be, you should feel good about the choices you're making every day with what you're feeding your body. And so, you know, if you can focus on a small win, so, you know, maybe we're trying to get more probiotics in someone's diet and every morning they're able to swap in either a Greek yogurt with some walnuts and berries or make a Greek yogurt smoothie, you know, that's a win. Let's focus on that win instead of like, you know, maybe you quote, broke in the middle of the afternoon and had a cookie. No, you know, like small wins every day.
Very good. Very good. I love that. All right. So Liz, I know we had mentioned your books briefly, but I know you have a recent one that came out called Instant Pot Cookbook for Dummies. Could you tell me a little bit more about that book?
Yes. So I actually have two. So Instant Pot Cookbook for Dummies and the Air Fryer Cookbook for Dummies. They both came out in April and May of this year. So right back to back. And both are just looking at functional ways, easy, simple recipes to nourish your family. So these are books for the beginner user. So if you're an advanced user and know your stuff about both appliances, probably not the cookbook for you. You might find some really great recipes in there, but this really is for the beginner or the really, you know, unsure user out there. We have everything from global cuisines to desserts to healthy breakfast to one pot meals. So really, you know, whatever kind of diet or lifestyle preference you have, we have paleo in there. We have keto, you know, we've tried to address everyone from all different angles.
That's awesome. I need to get my hands on those. The air fryer and the instant. Yes, please. I need more. I'm the beginner. I'm the one that needs those kind of books. That's so cool. Alrighty, Liz. So now we are going to jump into a little fun lightning round. I'm just going to ask you a few simple questions. And it's one of those things you answer the first thing that comes to mind. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Alrighty, Liz. So what is your favorite quote?
Oh, goodness. Right now, I really love comparison is the thief of joy, because I think as an entrepreneur, you can get very caught up in social media with the craze and everything else. So, you know, relish in your own successes and let that guide your passion rather than someone else's victories.
So good. Wow. I've never heard that quote, but that is amazing. Thank you for sharing
that. Theodore Roosevelt. Yep.
Thank you. Awesome. What about who is one person that has been most influential to you while on this journey?
Oh, goodness. There have been many, many important people in my life who have mentored me. I will say one of the most important is actually my husband, because I don't think I would have ever started on this entrepreneurial path had it not been for him giving me the encouragement and the kind of shove that I needed.
The love push.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Alrighty. What is one common myth about, let's say, cooking healthier that you would like to debunk?
That it has to taste boring and bland. No. Haul in those flavors, spices, fresh herbs. You can make, and honestly, you should start your children with this when you're exposing them. You know, my toddler, when she was an infant and we started with her feeding right around 6 months old, she was eating, you know, curries and turmeric and fresh basil and, you know, in her eggs, because I wanted her to understand that healthy eating doesn't have to be boring. It can have so much flavor and fun to it.
Yes. So good. I think that's something that everyone struggles with. So it's nice to hear, like it could still be delicious.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. And last one, Liz, what does healing mean to you?
I think healing for me personally is about taking a step back and really looking at big picture, because I think we get so, especially with this last year, get so caught up in the day to day and so many outside forces affecting our personal lives that we have to, you know, healing is taking a step back and really just focusing in on that inner cup and what's filling that inner cup rather than, you know, what other people are telling you to fill that inner cup with.
Beautifully said, Liz. That was awesome. Liz, this chat has been so informative and helpful. Thank you so much for sharing all of your tips with us. Where can our listeners follow you to continue to get your updates and benefit from all your amazing resources?
Absolutely. So you can follow me on social media. I'm at shawsimpleswaps or on my website, shawsimpleswaps.com. I also have a brand new guide this holiday season called Slash the Sugar, which is a realistic, approachable way to help not eliminate, but moderate sugar consumption during this time.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Guys, I will link everything in the show notes. If you didn't catch it, don't worry. Check out the show notes and I will link that there. And that sounds awesome. That book, the sugar book. Mm-hmm. I need to get my hands on that as well. I have a list of things I need to get from you, Liz. Liz, thank you so much for joining me and taking time out of your day and, you know, kind of just sharing your knowledge with us to help us better understand how to cook foods, how to get on this healthier journey. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
To everyone listening, I'd like to invite you all to check out Liz's website. And thank you so much for joining us on the Eczema Free Journey podcast. Remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to download your free guide to improve your child's eating at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. See you next time.